don't already know, anything produced by the iconic Geraldine Turner is kind of a big deal. Geraldine is an Australian actress, singer and director with over 40 years of involvement in the arts industry. She's also an Order of Chivalry recipient for her works in the creative industries. And this year, she's bringing to life the lyrics of Belgian singer Jacques Brel back to the stage at Riverside Theatres. And she joins you now. Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm very excited about bringing Brel to Riverside. You know, Jacques Brel was, as you said, a Belgian composer, songwriter, and really a poet of his generation. He was writing songs, I guess, mainly in the late 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. He died in 1978 at 49 from cancer. So he was, you know, taken from us too soon. But his work is just absolutely wonderful for actor singers to perform. And people might go, oh, who's Jacques Brel? I don't know who he is. But there will be songs. If you come to the show, you will know some of the songs and you'll say, oh, I didn't know he wrote that, you know. And just surprising, wonderful, intelligent, funny, moving songs. There's a little bit of dialogue in the show, but not much. And the dialogue that is there is things that Jacques Brel himself has said. So it's just the most wonderful, fulfilling evening in the theatre. And I have a fabulously talented cast and a lovely band. And Mark Cranston-Reed is the musical director. So we're just looking forward to bringing it to the beautiful Riverside Theatre.
And where did you first discover Jacques?
Well, when I was a very young girl, I was born in Brisbane. I came to Sydney in the early 70s, and the show was on at, there used to be a theatre in Macleay Street in Sydney at the old Chevron Hotel, and it was on there, and I went to see it, and it affected me in a profound way, and I was too young to be in it then, but I really wanted to be in this show one day, and it's rarely done. And I got the opportunity about 8 years ago to perform in it at the Street Theatre in Canberra. And that was a terrific production as well. So when Miranda Musical Society, who I'm patron of Miranda Musical Society, when they asked me to direct something, I thought, I know what I want to do. I wanted to do Jacques Brel as Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And we did it last year at Sutherland and did very, very well. And people, you know, some people came 8 times to
wow.
see it. It's just one of those, if you don't know his music, you will immediately be drawn to it when you hear it and watch it. And a lot of the songs, it sounds depressing, but a lot of the songs are about war because he wrote during the Vietnam War. So they're sort of protest songs, anti-war songs. But he can write a fabulous love song. I mean, I guess If You Go Away, Never Kid Parts is famous, his most famous song, and a lot of people have recorded that. But people have recorded his songs, people like Frank Sinatra, Edith Piaf, Roger McEwen. Roger McEwen, I think, rewrote the English letter, did the translation of the English version of If You Go Away, but which is in the show, of course. It's just fantastic material for actor-singers to perform in the way that Sondheim is, but I think the difference is that Sondheim, I mean, I've done a lot of Sondheim in my life, a lot of Sondheim shows, and I love performing Sondheim because he does all the work for you, really. You follow the punctuation marks and bring your talent to it. It's sort of the same with Jacques Brel, but the difference, I think, between Sondheim and Brel is that Sondheim is a great observer of life. He sort of stands to the side and comments on love or whatever he's writing about, relationships. Brel, you feel, is living that moment, standing with you in the centre of the song, and that's the way you must be when you perform Brel. You must be raw and authentic, and, you know, there's no room for superficiality in a Brel song. And so it's a great thing for actor-singers to come to and discover. And the other thing I find extraordinary is I never, ever tire of his songs. They just more and more wonderful on, you know, the next hearing. So, yeah, it's just a very special show, and I can promise people that they will have a great time and a fulfilling time in the theatre, a great evening that they will talk about on the way home. They won't just forget it immediately and buy an ice cream.
Now, your career, you've been predominantly on stage, and you mentioned before you've performed in Jacques Brel. How was it kind of moving into the director's seat this time?
Oh, well, I've directed a few things over the years, tiny little things, you know, people's cabaret shows and things like that. But this is my first, you know, sort of big-ish thing that I've directed and choreographed. And I guess I always had it in me, but no one asked me to do it. So I have really relished it, and I've leapt at the opportunity and started writing plays as well. I've written two musicals, so they haven't been produced yet, but I hope to get them on soon, sooner than later. But so I'm, you know, as I get older, I'm doing more things creatively, I think, rather than, you know, letting my vision get narrower. I'm broadening my vision as I get older, and I think that's a really good thing. You've got to keep reinventing yourself in this business to stay working, you know.
Yeah, and you've described this production to be your way of giving back to the arts industry. In what way is this a kind of, giving back?
Well, I guess I'm working with young people and I'm guiding them. And happily, my cast, which is wonderful, they're all from the Miranda Musical Society. And, you know, so they're amateur performers, but certainly it is not an amateur performance. They are great singers. And they're doing everything I ask them to do, and they're wonderful. They're very committed to this show, and yes, I feel like I'm giving back in that I'm working with younger folk and giving my experience to them, and that's a wonderful thing, I think.
For shiz. Now, previous productions of Jacques Brel has kind of kept that Berliner cabaret-esque and sardonic attitude. Are you going to...
Yes.
Amp it right up, or are you going to bring a bit down, or how is this production going to be a bit different from others?
Well, I guess it is you're right in the way that the Weimar Republic, that kind of rawness and brashness you have to bring to Brill, and that's, I think, we are bringing to Brill. But there are some soft, gorgeous moments as well in the show. That's why I keep saying it's a fulfilling evening in the theatre, because you'll be surprised, you'll be challenged to think about war. You'll then hear a beautiful love song that you would swear was written by a woman. He's certainly in touch with his feminine side, our Jacques.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an all-round wonderful evening, I think, in the theatre.
Well, we can't wait to see it. It's starting from Thursday and we'll show through to Sunday. But Geraldine...
Sunday, two shows Saturday and one show Sunday. And then we're on to Mittagong Playhouse the week after that in the Southern Highlands.
There you go. Just a little trip south for anyone who wants to go to the Highlands. But Geraldine, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot right now.
I'm so pleased to speak to you. Please come and see the show.